Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do this. Yeah, indeed. And apologies, kind of, sort of, but not. Joe Thomas is going to be on today at 4:45. Greg Cosell will be on at 3:30. How do you like them apples for a Wednesday? Let's get over the hump. Let's do this.
Let's go. And this is the day we transition from what was to what is.
I like that.
I know part of our conversation will be not only about the power rankings, and we won't do the tedious thing of, oh, where do you have them? But I did find it interesting that ESPN and NFL.com had them at 11 and 12, respectively. Even though they're undefeated, they're behind a couple of 1-2s and a couple of 2-1s. And so for me, it's not about where do you have them, although we can get into that.
Eighth.
Right, and I think I have them about the same spot.
Yeah, eighth.
I didn't really go all the way through it, but for me, it's more about, like, what do you think? 3-0, you don't apologize for 3-0. You don't champion 3-0, but 3-0 is better than 2-1, 1-2, and 0-3. So that's kind of where I am.
I just, every single year, thank God for the holidays. Let me tell you why.
Which ones?
Well, all of them.
We just had Rosh Hashanah, so.
We did.
Score that.
Once we get past Thanksgiving, that's the start of it. But then we get into December, and there's that void. There's that void from the college football schedule that allows people who are big fans to, you know, go shop and stuff. Go to Amazon, go to Whole Foods so that you can return your Amazon, all that thing that we do. And then we get ready, whether it's Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, New Year's Day, you're going to go on a diet, whatever the hell it is.
Shout out to Wally.
That whole deal. And thank goodness for that, because that for me serves as a distraction from what I find to be the most insufferable annual sports debate that unfolds every year. And that is, who should be allowed to go play for the college football national championship? Every year it happens, and every year I go, what are all of you doing? What do you mean, who should go? There is no should in sports. There is and there is not. I am Yoda when it comes to this thing. There is and there is not.
And they've done away with a lot of that.
A lot of it, but not all of it.
Right.
On any level, even in college basketball, on the back end.
Don't you do it.
You're going to have some sort of people in a boardroom deciding who gets in and who doesn't get in. And the whole thing is slanted, and it's financially, like, corrupt and all of these things, and I get that, and that's not even what I'm getting at. My point is one of the reasons There's two big reasons that I am much more of a pro sports person than a college sports person. Reason number one is I grew up here, and that's what makes this city go.
Yeah.
But reason number two is I cannot stand. I have a visceral reaction to the idea that people get to go play at the end of the year based on some dude who thinks they should. And I can't stand the constant conversation where people go, well, Alabama is 10-2, and Boise State is 12-0, but Alabama, they played Auburn and Georgia and strength of, oh gosh, shut up. You're in or you're out, and that's the NFL. And so that's what I keep hearing today is a college football conversation that's based on strength of schedule and the eye test. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. They're 3-0. And I think a smart person can also look at these Niners and go, why would you talk about the eye test when half of their key players are not even playing? Like, it's a rational thought to think that this is going to look like a different group sometime down the road.
Well, the eye test is what you see with your eye, and the eye test is you've had Brock Purdy for one game, two quarters of which he was hampered, and Nick Bosa missed three quarters of the last game, and he'll miss the year. George Kittle played one game, so the eye test is the eye test. And in this case, the eye test is a team that has had parts in and parts out. No Ayuk, DeMarcus Robinson gets to actually play tomorrow at practice. And will it be Mac Jones or Brock Purdy? I know Brock today was limited. So the eye test is in the NFL exactly what it is, which is this is your team. And you've got Luke Farrell and Jake Tongis as tight ends. And you've got, you know, Connor Colby as a rookie who's now expected to be a good blocker. So yep. I disagree with the nature of the eye test because, yeah, if you do make the playoffs and you do get to January, will it be Brock and Christian and George and Brandon and Ricky? Or will it be Mac and Isaac and Jake and, I mean, whoever else? We don't know.
And whoever it is allowed to win.
And whoever it is also allowed to lose.
Yeah,
and so for me,
of course,
the eye test right now in this moment through 3 weeks is what the eye test is. And part of that is you've got a backup quarterback who's 2-0. You've got a star running back who's not great at running it, but boy, what a receiver. He's one of the best receivers in football. You have a couple of tight ends who you never would have thought would play. Now you have your edge rusher is down. You've got rookie defensive players who are flashing and making huge plays in huge moments. So the eye test is what it is. You've got a kicker that you love. You've got a punter that's quietly getting it done. No, you love the kicker.
But you love the kicker.
But
you love the kicker because of who he's not.
Love him because of who he is.
Yes, but he
made a 50-yarder in this last week.
He's played two games, and he opened up his Niners career by missing an extra point. I'm not taking a shot at him. Well, but that's my point. It wouldn't have been fine if it was someone else.
And it wouldn't have been fine if he would have lost the game by one.
Right.
I get it.
If it was Jake Moody, that would not have been okay. So very often, and I think that this is true, like that's why I asked that question the other day, like have you ever broken up with someone? Like when you start dating someone new, you don't even see any of the flaws. You are so thrilled that that person is not the last person that you love that person just for that. You're like, I'm not even going to get into whether or not we're compatible yet. I'm just thrilled that you're not her. And I think that's where we are with Pinheiro. A game-winning kick absolutely helps. How could I take a shot at the guy? I have no issue with him, but he hasn't done anything where you're like, oh my God, he's amazing. He hit a 35-yard field goal. You're supposed to hit a 35-yard field goal.
Yeah, you are.
Great.
But Moody missed a, 28-yarder?
Yeah, that's my point. That's
right.
My favorite thing about Eddie Pinheiro is he's not Jake Moody. That's my favorite thing about him.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, does Jake Moody have a walk-off game-winning kick in his career with the Niners?
Oof. I mean, I'm not going to give him that preseason Raiders thing that everybody raved about because it didn't count, but technically that was.
Preseason doesn't count.
Does he have a walk-off kick? I don't know.
I'm actually looking at it here, and he walked off Tampa 23-20.
Oh, right.
Last year.
Yep.
In a game where they probably should have salted it away a long time before.
Yeah.
But that was one with 3 seconds left that he made the kick, and On the game, he was 3 for 6. So, yeah, you get credit for a walk-off win.
That was the same game where Debo freaked out at him.
Must have been.
Same game.
Yeah, November 10th of last year. So he gets credit for the walk-off winner, but you were 3 for 6. So, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's all I'm getting at. Like, I you know, we can do this. I know that power rankings are tons of fun. I'm not trying to be the fun police at all. That's why we came in here, and even though I said it's irrelevant, I've also got him at 8th, Dibs. I've got him at 8th. There you go. That's my pre-week 4 ranking of the San Francisco 49ers. I've got him at 8th. But the other side to it is I do find the entire conversation, like, it's fun to have as long as that's where you keep it. It's just fun. That's a cloud that you're talking about. The Niners are 8th. Like, it's not relevant, and it's not based on anything with substance. Again, very strange to me that you would watch a Mac Jones-led 49er team with Sky Moore and Marquez Valdes-Scantling catching passes in the fourth quarter. Why would you look at that and go, well, they don't look like a playoff team to me? They don't look like the Niners to me. You got people catching passes where people have to pull out the internet to figure out who just caught that in the fourth quarter of a 2-point game. People don't even know who that is yet. So why would I look at this group and start projecting what I think that they're going to be in December or January? That's why I'm so excited right now. The only thing that matters is that you won. Your style points right now are completely useless. They may matter down the road. Yes, you have to be a really good team to advance in January. But a Niner fan should know better than anyone that, like, a roster can change in the blink of an eye. It seems to happen to the Niners every week.
Yeah, and a season can change in the blink of an eye, and that's just the way it goes. And if you want to talk about power rankings, you could look at teams like the Broncos, the Chiefs, and the Ravens, three teams that some people would have ahead of the Niners, and they're 1 and 2. So you've got a 1 and 2 team, and I think that both those power rankings that I shared with you, NFL.com and ESPN, they both have the Ravens ahead, and I think they both have the Chiefs ahead.
I don't.
I know you don't, but they do, and it's the national perspective, and you and I think differently about the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are better than you think. I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but I do think that they're a team that is probably going to wind up in that 9-8 sort of maybe even 10-7. I do think their defense is good enough to where they can be better than they've been so far. But the greater point is what you're saying. Right now, power rankings doesn't matter. If you want to rank a team that's 1-2 ahead of the Niners, go ahead. They're 1-2. And right now the Niners are 3-0. The Chiefs are 1-2. And they're not in a must-win spot, but them and the Ravens both, they face each other in the 125 window on Sunday, and whoever loses that game
is 1-3.
And you've got probably about a 10% chance of making the playoffs.
Well, the issue for the Ravens, if they were to come out of that with a loss, is that Joe Burrow has been hurt. Cleveland is Cleveland, and Pittsburgh is going to also be that middling group. Like,
they'll
the
be
Ravens,
9-8.
Yeah.
I mean, Pittsburgh always has a winning record.
The Ravens they had a wobbly start last year. And then they ended up winning that division. So I would still, even at 1-3, very much favor the Ravens to win that division. They probably, even come out of a 1-3 situation, they might be a game out of first. We'll see what Pittsburgh does across the pond against Minnesota this weekend. That might be a little decisive, but Cleveland's not a threat to anyone, and I don't believe that Cincinnati is either without Joe Burrow.
To your point about the Ravens, after the Chiefs game, they have the Texans, then the Rams, a bye. Bears, Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets, Bengals.
Okay, now,
you want to talk about going on a run.
By contrast, listen to what Kansas City is about to do and tell me who just got the better of who on the show bet. The Chiefs, I believe, are about to be 1-3. So that's a premise. They play Baltimore, as Dib said, on Sunday. Then they go to Jacksonville. That one's, Chiefs will probably be a small favorite. Little coin flippy, let's say they win it. Week after that, they get the Lions. Then they get the Raiders. They probably handle that, though it is a division game. Then they get the Washington Commanders. Then back-to-back road games to Buffalo and Denver. There's a bye in between. And then after that, they get the Colts. good Lord.
Much tougher.
This is not a team that is going to be above 500 at the end of that, and that's week 12, my opinion. That's not a team that's going to have 7 wins at that moment.
Yeah, they might, and depends on how you think about this game coming up, and I'll share my thoughts as we get to Friday on what I think about Baltimore and Kansas City. Mr. 12-2 over here. The pick is already in for tomorrow, and I'll share that one tomorrow as well.
You don't get to pick that game, though.
I don't get to.
You can if you want.
I'll share it.
You want to do a bonus pick? You're 12-2.
If any struggling gambler out there wants to hit me up for my thoughts, I'd be welcome to share it.
All right. I'll play the role of struggling gambler. What are your thoughts? Don't say yet, though, because we're sponsored by Ceramani Ford. 888-957-9570. You want to weigh in on this? Like, I mean, do you think the Niners are a good team? Or not? Does it matter? Like, what would you trade places with the Ravens right now? They're 1-2. Everyone thinks they're good. Niners are 3-0, and apparently people don't think they're good. So which matters more? We can take your calls right now. Greg Cosell in 45 minutes. This is Withered and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I want to give you guys an exclamation of my appreciation of listening to Dibs' agitation meditations about Butler's association, compensation, expectation, and Miami's expiration.
Cha-ching! On 95.7 The Game.
I mean, I could listen to that all day.
Pretty awesome,
yeah. That's pretty incredible.
Something about this Wednesday feels a lot more awesome than most Wednesdays.
Thursday-ish.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's got energy to it.
Totally.
You're absolutely right.
Yep.
I mean, Greg Cosell's coming on. We're going to have a nightcap after Greg Cosell with Joe Thomas. That's part of it.
And also, we're going to do a laugh-off today.
We should.
Laugh-off.
Laugh-off.
Thank you.
He's definitely a candidate. There's a reason for that, though.
Ha-ha.
Grandy, do you have it? Today is the 7-year anniversary of the Kawhi Leonard laugh. 7 years ago today, the strangest laugh that has ever happened in sports took place at a press conference where a conversation, most people don't know this, kind of broke out about Kawhi being a close-to-the-vest person. Like, he doesn't like to let people get to know him. And he was talking to a reporter about this, like who he is off the court, but then kind of what you have to do in order to get to know him. And he got the room going a little bit, and there was just a moment where then he decided to exhale and laugh, and the strangest sound that's ever come out of a human came out. And it is right next to Cheryl Bosa as one of your best impersonations.
It's pretty good.
Which, you know what that is?
It's an impersonation sensation.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If you want to do a cha-ching, like Farhan meets Greg Cosell meets Kawhi Leonard, we got a doozy from John Feliciano yesterday.
We did.
Randy, you might have to go find that. We got a grizzled, graveled, big farm boy belly laugh out of John Feliciano. We could put all of them side by side if you want and have a laugh off.
I can't believe that the Kawhi is only 7 years ago.
7 years old.
It feels like it's so much longer ago than that. And that's kind of fun because everything else, when you talk about, like yesterday, the Gundy, I'm a man, I'm 40, and that was, what, 25 years ago or something?
Oh, God. Well, he's 58. So right. It's 18 years ago.
I mean, the fact that that's 18 years, it felt like more like 9 years. And the Kawhi, though, felt the other way. Like, it's much older than that, but only 7 years.
7 years old.
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard in his
life. 7 years.
Granted, just because there's probably three people on planet Earth who don't know what we're talking about, do you have it or no?
Give us 1 minute.
Oh, you still need another minute.
Yeah.
7 years old today. The oddest laugh ever. We could get Nick Friedell in there if you want.
So many good ones.
We could do Nick Friedell. Who am I forgetting? A lot of, I mean, Grandy, you've got all of them in there. Who are we forgetting on the?
That's Uncle Nick or Cousin Nick. And he also has the, that's the one.
How is Nick not working for a haunted house somewhere? We're a month away. And if you have not hired Nick Friedell to be the soundtrack of your haunted house, you're doing it wrong.
He should be on Cameo just to like,
holy smokes.
Hi, I'm Nick Friedell. For $25, I'll scare your kids.
You guys want to hear the full Kawhi from back in the day?
Let's do it. 7 years ago.
Obviously, I love the game of basketball. I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball. I mean, it's just more question you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
Okay.
It's even better than I remember it. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
He's talking into a crowd and then realizes he doesn't even know. Because sometimes when you're up there under the lights, like you just get it's like a voice from the crowd.
Mark in the back.
There you go. And so he's like, I don't even know where I'm looking. And then weird exhale things started happening and noises took place. And that's what you got. And one of the most viral clips of the last decade in sports.
Well, because you don't ever hear from him, let alone hear that laugh from him.
I think it was his first laugh. That's why it was so awkward.
Pretty good.
No one had ever heard him laugh before, and he clearly didn't know how to do it. It's like when you drive, you're teaching your kid to drive. It's like when you drive for the first time. You hit that gas, and it's like, poof, the car just kind of jumps. Dude. You're like, I've never done this before.
Yeah, that too
was
soon.
Kawhi laughing.
Today was a little rough, but we pulled through.
Believe me, my daughter was driving behind me. We had to take her car in for new tires today. I almost watched her get in a wreck on the freeway.
Oh, man.
You ever, like, you're yelling in your car and honking your horn at someone who is two blocks behind you.
Doesn't usually work.
Oh, look out! Come on! She didn't hear me. anyways, they missed each other and everything's fine.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, new drivers.
Yep.
Good Lord. Whew, the people at the auto shop are getting to know me. I got like 700 cars at the house. Somebody's over there every single week.
If I gave you a dollar for every time I said the word stop today, I'd have to Venmo you about $81. Stop. And he's doing great, but there were a few like, dude, stop.
I'm so glad I only have one left. I have one left. Actually, might be two, but we'll see. We'll see. Christy's got another driver coming.
I've got one left, and when my baby girl is 16, I will be 70.
Oh, so you should.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to do that joke.
No, you can do it.
I'm not going to do it because it'll make some people mad.
No, you can do it because, I'm not going to be teaching her to drive.
There's like two people who shouldn't be driving in the car at the same time.
No doubt, dude. No doubt.
Yeah. Let's 70-year-old Dibs is going to have no patience. Nuns.
Yeah. It's
pretty,
we're already trending.
Pretty light amount already.
You're going to eat your pancake or else ..
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyhow.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's like we're asking a question and I'm freely admitting that it's not even really that much of a genuine question because I think it's based on a faulty premise. Do the 49ers pass the eye test? Well, I don't think that this is the 49ers. Then again, I could answer it a different way and also say, what part of winning games when you're not at your best and you're losing with 3 minutes to go, division battles, one of them on the road, what part of that is not a compliment? What part of that is not part of the eye test? I know what you think you're saying. I know you want dominance. I know you want Steve Young and Joe Montana to Jerry Rice and 55-10, and we're just squatting on people, and that's what a Super Bowl champion looks like. That's not possible right now. I don't think that that is even the 49ers. Maybe it will be, but even if it is, it's certainly not possible right now. So what part of we are completely ravaged by injury, ravaged by some things that are circumstance, both within games and not. You got a kicker out here bunking things off of bars. Kicks getting blocked. You're on the road for the first 2 weeks. You have a backup quarterback. Your star tight end goes out. You're meeting your receivers pregame every day. What part of then succeeding under those circumstances is not some sort of a passing of an eye test? Like, to me, that's amazing.
Depends on how you look at things. And the way you're laying that out reminds me of having a round of golf. And I'm a 15 handicap, which means I probably am going to shoot 90 if I have an ordinary day at the office. And there are some days where you start out with three straight pars or maybe two pars and a bogey. And on one of those holes, you make a 45-foot putt. Another one where you hit a bad shot and it hits the rake next to the bunker and kicks 8 feet from the pin. It's like, oh boy, that really went my way. And I'm not that good of a golfer to where I'm going to start out with three pars a lot of the time. But when you start out with three pars, you take it. And I'm looking, Mark, at the first game and the third game, because New Orleans, I do think that you were in control of that game for the most part. But go back to week one against Seattle. And Sam Darnold has a minute 34, and he leads you all the way down to the 8-yard line.
Yep.
Second and four from the 8. They need a touchdown. And, oh boy, Jackson Smith and Jigba beat Renardo Green for 41. Huff goes offside. They're down to the 9, and you're thinking, oh, God.
Yep,
they're going to find a way to lose it. And then Nick Bosa comes in, force a fumble, recover a fumble, shrug it out, you win. So that was a moment where you needed to make a play, and you made a play. And before that, there was the Tonjes catch, of course, which gave you the lead. And then against Arizona, similarly, third down, you need somebody to get a stop. And they decide to pass it. And Upton Stout gets his arm in there, and it stays in there. And he pries that thing out. You get the ball back. You get a field goal. You win. So is it luck? I don't believe so. What it was, to me, was a game in the balance, and your defense, which is the better of the units, they came through big time. Nick Bosa in the deep red zone, inside the 10, you had to have a play. They made a play. And Upton Stout, they cannot get a first down there. If they do, they're going to kneel you out and you lose, and they made a play. So could they be 1-2? Absolutely. If Nick Bosa doesn't make that play and they score and you lose, it's plausible.
Yeah,
it's more than plausible.
Of course.
And if, you know, Zay Jones holds on to that ball and then they kneel it out and you're 1-2, yeah, you could be 1-2, but you're not. And for me, it doesn't mean that you are not 3-0 worthy. You're 3-0 worthy because when you had to make a play, you made plays.
See, that's how I would answer when someone, because you'll hear this a lot right now. this is fool's gold, or this is not real, this is a fake 3-0. And my answer to that would be, I get where you're coming from, but factually, no, it's not. It's not fake. In fact, it's the only thing that right now is real. Our projections for January are fake. That's what's fake. How the hell do you know that Jalen Hurts, Jared Goff, and Jordan Love won't all be hurt in January? You don't know that. Matt Stafford's back might fall apart. Jimmy G might be the quarterback of the Rams by next Thursday, in fact. That is all possible. And by the way, Mac Jones could be the quarterback, or Adrian Martinez, or whatever. I have no idea. Those are the things that are projections and not reality. What's reality is 3-0. That's reality. And you can say that it's a house of cards. I would argue back and go, again, I get where you're coming from. What you're basically saying is it's not sustainable like this. And I'll go, I agree with you, but they don't have to sustain it like this. In theory, I think it's doubtful that they're going to have to play the whole year without Brock Purdy and George Kittle and Juwan Jennings and Brandon Ayuk and DeMarcus Robinson and Nick Bosa. Yes, Nick Bosa. That's the one we know. But outside of that, the idea that this won't sustain, cool, you win the argument. They don't have to sustain this. The only thing that's real right now is 3-0. That's actually the only thing that's real. And I hear a lot of people say that's actually, it's fake. It's built on fluffiness. And it's like, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's not college football. Your style and strength of schedule do not matter.
And I always say that you are what your record says you are. And right now, you're 3-0. And if you want to look at the eye test, have you been 3-0 dominant of your opponents? No, but it doesn't matter. And you can go out to Jacksonville, and you could play your best game of the year, and you could still lose to Jacksonville. Or you can play another kind of like offensively lopsided game and not do what you need to do and not be very good in the red zone, which you haven't been, and not being able to run the ball, which you haven't been able to do. And you could beat Jacksonville 18-17 on 6 Eddie Pinheiro field goals, and you could be 4-0. And we can come back on Monday and we could talk about how, oh boy, this team is yet to really, you know, dominate, and Grandy's grades can be B's, C's, and D's, but you're 4-0. So it doesn't really matter in the NFL, especially. You are in the NFL what your record says you are. Kansas City last year won 11 games that were one score.
Yep.
And 2 years before that, Minnesota won 11 one-score games. And so you can win these one-score games and wind up as the one seed. And if they're the one seed, I was thinking about this earlier. If the Niners find a way to, you know, haphazard, you're not that good.
Just,
all right, 14-3, whatever. You're the one seed.
Yeah.
So you get a bye, and then you'll play the worst of the other teams.
Whatever's remaining.
You'll be favored. And then in the next round, when you have to play in the, I guess that'd be the conference championship game, mm-hmm. you might be underdog, but it would be at home.
Everything will be. So will the Super Bowl, by the way.
Exactly.
If the Niners get the one seed, you can go ahead and drop, shop, and set it up right
there.
Open
up shop.
Yeah, you don't need a suitcase. You're here for the rest of the year.
And so I guess my point is that it doesn't automatically mean that you'll be the best team, you know, cooking with gas going into it, but you will be home and you will have a huge advantage, even though you might be doing it with smoke and mirrors.
And I would not project that they are going to be the one seed. But again, it doesn't matter because, in fact, like, I think we're having an evolved conversation that's similar to the one you and I had about Mac Jones leading up to New Orleans. And you and I saw it very, very differently. And to remind people kind of where that conversation came from, because I found it to be an interesting one. You believed in Mac Jones, right?
Yep.
You're like, I expect him to win this weekend. And my response to that was like, I can't tell you you're wrong, but I just don't have any idea why I would know what to expect. All I know is that when I've watched him play quarterback before, it wasn't very good. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't very good. How does it look with this group? I don't know. People will go, oh, but it's with Shanahan. And I'm like, right, and there's no Kittle, and there's no receivers. And so you're on the road in what I'm told is a difficult place to play. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's going to be awful. I just don't know how I can say he's going to be good. So now let's do the Niners. It's the same thing. What we're basically talking about collectively here is, do you believe in the Niners? And my answer was, I don't know how the hell you can even answer that. These aren't the Niners. They're this week's Niners.
Right.
They're last week's Niners. I don't expect them to be the Niners all year long. And even those Niners, all that they were missing, those Niners had Nick Bosa. And the next Niners won't have Nick Bosa. So I know it's cliche and maybe annoying a little bit, but when coaches say it's a week-to-week league, my God, it is. So what do I expect from the Niners? I have a healthy, better than 50-50 expectation that they'll beat the Jags. That's as far as I can go.
That's right.
I don't even know who the quarterback is this weekend. They were both limited today in practice.
And to your point, like, these are the Niners. Whatever they have for week four, this is the Niners. And so we can think about the Niners, and we can think about Nick Bosa. Well, he won't play. Brandon Ayuk, well, he hasn't played. DeMarcus Robinson, he hasn't played. George Kittle, he's going to be out for probably two more games, if not longer. Juwan Jennings, he might not play. We can go all the way through all the names and all the people, but at the end of it, these are the Niners. If it is Mykal Williams and Yetur Gross-Matos in Niner uniforms, well, that's the Niners. And if it's McCaffrey and it's Guerrero and Robinson, whoever else, that's the Niners. And so ultimately, in football especially, whoever you have available for that day, that's who you have. And so these Niners also have Shanahan and Robert Saleh. And I'm hoping that they aren't going to be on the injury report, because they are.
McVay is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Because
he ripped up his leg.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Still going to coach it out next Thursday.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
And was it Brian Daboll who also got run over? Some other coach got absolutely run over.
Oh, no. It was Washington.
Thank you. Dan Quinn. He got smoked.
Quinn was bleeding from the nose right away.
Yeah. That was terrible.
Yeah, he got crushed.
Yeah, he did. And so, you know, ultimately, the Niners are whoever they can put out there on Sunday. And if it's good enough, then you'll beat Jacksonville. And if it's not, you'll try again on Thursday.
Like, check this out. Listen to this. I thought this was interesting. Manti Te'o. You remember Manti Te'o now, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's had an interesting life. But anyway. Yeah.
Former boyfriend of Lene Kukua.
Yes, also known as Air.
Whatever, I pulled the name. I'm proud of it.
Really good job. Really good job.
Thank you. Almost
frightening, to be honest
with
you. Why do you know that?
I don't remember.
Like, we can't remember Dan Quinn's name, but you're like, Lene Kukua.
I can't remember which BART station I parked at today.
By the way, Lene Kukua, is she the inspiration for what you say when you lock a pick in?
Kukua. Kukua. Yeah.
Anyway.
Nakua. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Too much.
Yep.
Too much.
Too soon.
Anyway, Manti Te'o was on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network. And listen to what he said about the Niners. This is interesting.
Do you think it's we kind of pass over them because we're used to them being good for so long? Do we know that for the past 15 years, 12 of those years, the NFC West was represented in the NFC Championship. Out of 7 of those 15 years, they've been in the Super Bowl. So could it be that we're so used to these teams out of this one division being so good for so long? I also think that talking about the LOB, talking about the defenses and the offenses, all those highlight plays from the 49ers, mm-hmm. could it be that they're not as fancy now? And because they're not as fancy and vocal, people don't really talk about them. I think when you look at this division, it's a division that's going to continue to be playing in the Januaries. They're going to be playing late into the playoffs. I just think that from a media standpoint, we see shinier objects right now. We don't really look at the record. We see things and topics to talk about. So I think it's multifaceted where they've been good for so long. And I think there's just shinier objects elsewhere.
You nailed it, Manti. A lot of us, we prognosticate football based on the past. It's why I would argue a lot of you think the Chiefs are going somewhere this year. They might. They may become better. I've watched all three games. Yes, their two losses are to quality opponents, both 3-0. I'll acknowledge that. Their win was against 0-3, an absolutely awful team that they had a hard time shaking. Whatever. They're fine. I'm not saying that they're suddenly a doormat, but I look at their first place schedule, and I look at their roster, and I look at the way they're playing, and I think to myself, that's not going to be good enough. They could change. I'm allowed to be wrong. But if you right now think the Chiefs are going somewhere this year, it's just because of habit. It's my take. It's because of habit.
Well, habits and names, yeah. too.
What's right? that? Yeah, absolutely.
Like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
It's why Florida and Notre Dame and Oklahoma and Alabama and Georgia are always ranked in the top 15 at the start of every college football year. People just look at it and they're like, yeah, you don't even know who their players are. You have no clue what the hell that group's going to do. But tradition tells you they're up there, so you go with it. I think it's the same thing with the Chiefs, and to Manti's point, we kind of do it with the Niners. We're downgrading this group because they don't look as fun and as dominant in this moment as they have been in recent years.
But ultimately, like Herm Edwards would say, you play to win the game. And if the 49ers are playing to win, they're not playing for fancy eye-popping stats. It would be great if they could, but right now with what they have, they're managing it, and they can't really run the ball. They've had a backup quarterback in two games, and now you don't have your edge rusher. So you look at Jacksonville, and you figure out, all right, either quarterback who's going to play probably won't be at 100%. Juwan, we don't know. We won't have Kittle. So how do you go about scheming it up and playing to just win the game? You're not going to win this game 48-7. I would predict.
Right.
You're allowed to.
Yep.
You also could lose 48-7.
You're allowed to.
But if you're Shanahan and Saleh, you're trying to figure out how to win like 20-19.
You're just trying to figure out how to win.
Exactly.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're sponsored by Moderna. Greg Cosell in 20 minutes. We'll take your calls right now. What's your belief level on this group? But more importantly, why? Is it even relevant? We could talk it all out. 888-957-9570 is the number. Joe Thomas later in the show. He'll be about 2 hours away. It's Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.